Hello and welcome to another episode of the How to IT Strategy podcast. In this episode, we'll be talking about IT strategy elevator pitches, how it's important to take every opportunity to reinforce your message when developing an IT strategy. So when developing your IT strategy, every interaction with a stakeholder is an opportunity not only to engage and understand, but also to test out and sell what you've already discovered and the emerging thoughts you have around the IT strategy. To make sure you make the most of any interactions with stakeholders, it is worthwhile honing your elevator pitch on why you are creating an IT strategy and why it is a valuable thing to do. Having this to mind, as opposed to hand, can really help in those unplanned, serendipitous moments where you bump into someone that could be an important stakeholder. I've lost count of the times as a consultant when I would bump into someone in the office, in the kitchen area, getting lunch, or whenever, and the ensuing conversation catalysed my ability to succinctly talk about the whys and whats of the strategy, and replaying and testing out some key themes have then led on to some useful conversations, whether that's suggestions of other people to talk to, or useful reflections or counters to the nascent positions or opinions that I was starting to form. When thinking about what your elevator pitch is, it is worth thinking about what your real goal is. Hint, hint, the answer is not I'm creating an IT strategy. It's also worth explaining what you're doing to achieve the IT strategy. It's useful to engage with a question. And for bonus points, make sure you have anecdotes and key themes that you have uncovered up your sleeve. You never know when you might have an opportunity to replay the things to a different stakeholder and to get their views. So one useful way of thinking about this is to keep in mind a sort of elevator pitch template, sort of. So I find this sort of template a useful structure to help me think about what my elevator pitch needs to be. So, because of context, we need to tangible strategic outcome. So we're creating an IT strategy that will tangible strategic outcome. We're currently key actions done so far and in progress and will be key actions to come. I'm interested in what you think about engaging question. And an optional bonus, it's been really interesting so far. We've had conversations around and then bring out key issues or themes from the engagement so far to be able to replay with that stakeholder. A key tip, if you find it difficult to use that sort of template that we've just described, it's probably a sign that you aren't clear enough on why you are creating your IT strategy, what your process is, and what your intended outcomes are. So go back to the drawing board until you can comfortably encapsulate those things into this template. So to summarise, in this episode, we've discussed why it can be useful to think about your IT strategy elevator pitch, what that is, and how you can make sure you've got one up your sleeve. In my companion newsletter accompanying this podcast, which you can sign up for at resage.substack.com, there's a written version of this podcast episode, which is probably easier to then understand the template that I've set out in this episode. Also, in my upcoming How to IT Strategy course, which you can sign up for early bird access for at howtoitstrategy.com, we'll go into more detail about how to ensure you can create a great IT strategy. So please consider signing up there for early access to the course when it launches and an early bird discount. You can also subscribe to the newsletter so you don't miss out on the next installments. And of course, this podcast is available on all major podcast platforms, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc. So that's the end of this episode of the How to IT Strategy podcast. I've been Richard Sage. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.